You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Navan. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the 7-race card is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Very well indeed.
Good man. What did you make of Navan this evening?
Much better card than it was at Leopard Town last night. I didn't fancy anything there, and results pretty much backed that view up. The only fancy was a non-runner, so highly likely to make a better fist of it tonight.
Okay, good stuff. And a nice big €60,000 handicap on the card as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Tremendous prize fund. That connection's a hassle. Can't believe it, really, to be honest. With a horse on a roll and get a chance to run for that big of a pot. Yeah. And a very rare bird in a claimer as well. First race on a smaller note.
Yeah, well, let's move on to the first race then. The first race is the 5:35. This is a claimer over a mile and a quarter. And Wider World heads the market at 9-4. Dandy Leaky is 5-2. 5-1 from Sevens for Tapering. Park Rebel is 13-2. 9-1 for Azamess. And 12s or bigger for the others. Just starting with the favourite here, Andy, Wider World. She showed very little in the first two attempts, but won very impressively last time, and that form's been boosted. So what do you make of her here?
Very much so, yeah. I backed the second horse last week, if you remember. I think I made it my nap down in Bellystown, Lee Harp. And the fact that this filly slaughtered that horse by 5.5 lengths, pulling away, suggests that she's quite a nice type. But I'm amazed that she's in a claimer. I don't know why King Condon and Connections want to get rid of her. Perhaps they're trying to strike while the iron's hot and get a decent amount of money for her. I think the sort of claiming tags are in around the 25-30 euro mark. Somebody might be able to pick her up. And they feel as though that perhaps somebody else could do a better job. Interestingly, that was the first time that she was relatively quick away out the stalls compared to her first two runs when she was completely detached. And that's the reason why she went off a big price the night. We didn't really know what to expect, but if she does break on terms, and I think she'll win this quite comfortably, it doesn't look a particularly strong race. There's not that many that make that much appeal. Dandy Lakey could be interested in the first time hood, but I'm not sure the trips, what he requires. He's going to go from 6 furlongs to 7 furlongs, and Park Rebel's got a mountain to climb from that race based on all known evidence at Bellingrobe. So it's just basically, if this Wider World comes out level or levelish with this lot, then she should follow up that Bellingrobe win.
Onto the second race then. This is the 6:05, and this one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds rated 47-75, and Anonymous Lady heads the betting at 2-1. 100-30 for Ballet's Oscura. Show card is 14-1, 6-1 for Stinky Socks. Trust Your Opinion is 15-2 and 14-1, and double figure prices for the other two. Who do you like in the second race, Andy?
Well, on several counts, Anonymous Lady makes plenty of appeal here. I think that 2-1 with William Hill will be under threat during the morning, based on her stable form for start-off. Adrian Keithley, of course, had several winners the other day up north in Ayr, and of course Sean Corby rode those to victory, so both trainer and jockey are hot. And also come over a hot race on the numbers down in the Curragh the other day. That race went the way of Dark Alliance, but it was a real big speed figure. And considering that Anonymous Lady really was up in grade there, and slightly out of her depth, she was a few pounds out of the handicap, she's probably run a career high performance on that particular occasion. Prior to that, she'd run really well in a race down in Cork, won by Astania, and the second horse has won subsequently, Zanera. So, all in all, she ticks quite a few boxes here. And again, it's another race where it is difficult to make strong cases out for the rest. Bellavid Oscura has just been a bit disappointing in several starts. If she runs to that level behind Ard Humi over the course and distance, that was back on the 30th of May, she'd definitely have a squeaker beat in the Fav. And Show Card also has got slight claims on one or two efforts as well, but up to now his best form's been on all weather surface. So I'm going to have to go with the market here and go with Anonymous Lady.
Anonymous Lady Friendly then in the 6.05. The 6.35 is race three in the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Maiden. It's over 5 furlongs, and Dr. Doro heads the betting at 2-1. Bit of a nibble on Lady Allegra, who's 5-2 into 9-4. The newcomer Glass House is 11-4. It's then 10-1 for Painus, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So the two with runner-up efforts next to their name have made it to the top of the betting. Andy, do you see it between the two?
Yeah, I suppose so, although Glasshouse is obviously an intriguing runner first time out, filly by Showcasing, trained by Gerlines, who's also in good form at the moment, and his two-year-olds seem to be of a fairly high standard. It wouldn't take an above-average performance to win this, in all fairness. It's quite a weakish contest. The two that set the standard so far to date are Dr. Doro and Lady Irregular. Not surprisingly, they are at the head of the market. Dr. Doro just probably has the advantage on account that she's had a couple of runs, a bit more experience, and the blinkers that we were on for the first time the other day worked a treat. She was just unlucky just to get nutted on the line when she looked to be coming with a winning run around a furlong out. She's got a good draw as well. Stalls on the far side tonight and drawn one right on that far rail. She gets a chance to hug the paint and save ground. Lady Allegra was the big eye catcher of the day down in Fairy House when she finished off a race off quite strongly. But that was a slowly run affair over 6 furlongs, and whether drawn 7, straight 5, I wouldn't be absolutely as convinced maybe tonight might be a night, although I'd probably take a long term out of this lot. So an interesting little race. Dr. Doro probably just about done enough so far to suggest that she might be able to get ahead in front.
Good, Dr. Doro in that one then. The 7.05 is the fourth race on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over 5 furlongs. Cat Will Do arrives here in winning form and heads the betting at 11-4. 9-2 for Red All-Star. Blueberry Gal has attracted a bit of money this morning. 11-2 into 9-2. 11-2 for Battler of the Boyne. 8-1 for Acralina, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in the 7.05?
I've got to give Battler of the Boyne another go. I thought it was one of the worst rods I've seen for quite a while from young apprentice who rode this horse here last time out when sent off favourite. Prior to that, he'd been running really consistently well. There was no reason why he'd run a bad race. He was, of course, some distance winner, a fast time. Three starts back when he beat subsequent winner Three Bells. Everything looked swimming for him to run a big race off the back of a good run at the Curragh. But for one reason or another, on a day where the far side fence was very much the place to be, his jockey switched him towards the near side, which was an absolute tactical disaster. And he ended up finishing with only several horses behind him. I think he ran a good deal better than the form figures suggest on that occasion. Unfortunately, he's got a slightly trappy draw here in trap 9. Hopefully Tom Madden might be able to get him a bit of cover and switch him to a more better challenging position, but he can't possibly run as badly as he did last time, courtesy of an absolute terrible ride. Obviously, Blueberry Gal looks the danger. That finished obviously ahead in that race over course and distance at the time before, but At the prices this morning, 11-2, I've got to give Michael Mulvaney's six-year-old another chance.
Yeah, sticking with Battler of the Boyne then in the 7.05, the 7.35 is the fifth race on the card. This is the €60,000 Nasrullah handicap. It's over a mile and a quarter, and Hassanar has been supported at the top of the betting, 72 into 3-1 this morning. A bit of a nibble on Unsinkable as well, who's 6 into 5s. It's also 5-1 for Antique Platinum. He's Our Music is 7s with Buenos y Bobos. Vedalago is 8-1. Bit of a nibble on Albi or Clown at bigger odds as well, 10s into 9s, and it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Valuable prize, Andy. Hassanar arrives here in good form. Are you sticking with him?
Well, I'd love to, and I'm very much one of the founding members of the Hassanar Appreciation Society. He's just an unbelievably reliable horse, particularly at the Curragh. That's his favourite track. Stick him over that straight, stiff mile on good ground, and he's pretty much unbeatable, or he's very deadly in them handicaps. Unfortunately, the thing what we've got to deal with tonight, there's several reasons why he's probably not as good of a bet as he was the time before. Don't forget we got sort of 7-2, 4-1 about him on home soil last time out. Now we're looking at 3-1, so that's not quite so appealing. He's also off a mark of 105. He's £10 higher than he was last time out. He's run a track he's never run over before. He's better over strong run, straight, stiff mile. And he's also improving over the trip. Forgot about that. So he's got several things counting against him. If he manages to pull through, I'll tip my hat to him tonight. I'll say fair play, Hassanar, you've done me there. But he just can't possibly be back to that price, given all those negatives. I'm going to have to go with Unsinkable here tonight. I think he's a tremendous each-way bet. Jer's had a bit of a problem or two with him getting him back to the form he was when he won that valuable premier handicap at Leopardstown last season. It looks as though the wheels are totally coming off the first two runs, but he steadily worked his way back to the top of the pile. And don't forget, he's, of course, a distance winner as well. When he made all the running here two starts ago, he beat a nice horse of John Oxley's called Ripple's Effect, who's run a blinder subsequently in a very valuable handicap down in the Curra. He then ran another very good race, but he just didn't quite get the trip in a strongly run race at Cork the other day. The form of that race has worked out well. Shadowgun, who was second, has won, and Ballybacker Queen run with great credit at Haydock the other day in a listed race. With a forceful ride from the front, this Unsinkable is going to take a hell of a lot of shaking off. He's a very strong stayer, and he'll just keep galloping as well up that hill. And at 11-2, it's hard to see him being out of the frame.
The 8-05 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile and a quarter, and the newcomer from the Jim Bulger Yard, Catchword, heads the betting at 2-1. But all of the money this morning seems to be for Here for the Crack, who's 72 into 5-2 at the time of recording this. 100-30 for Intasari, Duchess of Florence is 7-2, and then 16-1 are bigger prices for the others. So significant move for you on Here for the Crack.
Yeah, probably the best bet on the card, without a shadow of a doubt. This horse got within hailing distance of a tremendous young prospect from the Jim Bulger stable. I think we're going to be hearing big things about this morning, Mick. I've mentioned him several times in podcasts in the last week or two, and I think he's a group horse in waiting, even though he's only won a maiden. I think Jim Bulger's going to have a lot of fun with him towards the back end of the season. And I've basically followed the form over a cliff. Mono Light won for us down in at Roscommon the other night, despite adversity. He almost got carried off at the first bend, and yet he still managed to win. And For the Crack finished 2.25 lengths in front of Mickey Halford's Charge. He was the only one to get, like I say, within shouting distance of the winner. And I like the way he stayed on as well, and considering he was trying to give a lot of weight away to that potential group horse. That represents easily the best form coming into this race. His Curra form's also good. The time before, when he was second behind Game Set and Dash, Pin Code, horse rated 80, has subsequently gone on to win a maiden at Bellystown the other day. And this looks a really weak race as well. That Duchess of Florence, I couldn't back her with counterfeit money. She's had loads of chances. She's very exposed. Intasari is an interesting runner. He comes out of that race that I warned podcasters about the other day, that Gussie Goose Frozen Lake form. Both of those horses won at Ferry House the other day. He's up in trip 3 furlongs, so whether he does get the trip, I don't know, but if he does, he's going to be dangerous. And obviously we've got Catch Word to think about, but first time out against some hard-knocking consistent types, we don't really know where we stand with him, but we do. We're Here for the Crack. He was 7-2, 4-1 this morning, and that looks a really good each way bet. It's hard to see him not running well there.
And on to the final race this evening at Navan, then. It's the 8:35. We finish here with a 3-year-old handicap over a mile and a quarter. 4-1 in the field this morning. 4-1 joint favourites, in fact, with Sheba and Sels Grabby at the top of the betting. 5-1 for Song of Love. B Cosmos is 13-2. 15-2 for Veil de Sol. And 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest puzzle to end the card, Andy. Who'd you side with them there?
No, this one's a little bit more trappy. I wouldn't be as dogmatic about this. I have been several races on the card. I'd probably put two up against the field here. Sheba's definitely a horse that's been crying out for further than a mile. Regular listeners to the podcast will know that I do quite like David Marnane's 3-year-old, but he hasn't had a chance to show what he can do so far this season on turf. Because of the trip and the ground, but he's got everything in his favour today. I think he'll go okay. And the other one to mention in a race that's beginning to work out well is Val de Sol from the Gerline stable. He just ran on the one pace of the day, but subsequent performances of the winner and several others in that race suggest that race won by Algonquin was quite a good one down in the Curra the other day. And that was by a million miles at this 3-year-old's best run so far this season. I mean, he has run okay in other events. Fall to Bantry about the Curra also reads well. In between times, he's rather not gone on the ground. But the crown's very much in his favour tonight. And actually, he's available to back at a very, very big price, considering I think he's got one of the strongest bits of form coming into this race. He's around about a 7-1, 15-2, William Hill this morning. That looks a massive price for Val de Sol. So that's the way I'm going to get stuck into the last. I'm going to put up Sheba and Val de Sol and hope one of them comes through.
All right, as always, let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Navan one more time.
OK, decent card tonight, Navan, from a betting perspective. Wider World should hopefully get favourite backers off to a good start. If she comes out, of course, on level terms. In the 6.05, Anonymous Lady definitely got the best form in the race, and she'll do for me there. Dr. Duro, drawn one on that far side rail. If the blinkers work again for Tommy Stacks filly, she might take all the beating. In the 7.05, Battle of the Boyne got a horrendous ride here the last day. Hopefully he won't suffer the same fate this time with Tom Madden in the plate. Unsinkable looks a really good each-way bet in the 7.35 on home soil. Here for the Cracks, the best bet on the card in the 8.05. He chased down Morning Mix, who definitely is a pattern horse in waiting last time out. And in the 8.35, a couple against the field, Sheba and Val de Sol.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Navan this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.